My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat. He is also a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He joins us today to offer his reaction to President Trump's speech Tuesday night to the joint session of Congress. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thank you.
The reviews from the Republican Party, the reviews from the punditry, the reviews from the American people and some of these snap polls have been very strong. How impressed were you with the speech, and particularly on the issues of fiscal responsibility and so forth that you care about so much?
Yeah, oh, I think he hit it out of the park. I mean, it was just a total conservative tour de force across all the issues, and it was just all upbeat. I mean, it just gave everybody hope. He's talking about, I mean, it's kind of like Nixon goes to China, and you got Trump going into the inner city, right? Sometimes it's the unexpected, and I think he really means it. If he pumps up these kids and gets this country thinking in pro-business terms, that's about the best thing you can do right now, and the market is showing the fruit. We're going to be strong around the world. We want our allies to kick in and do their fair share, which is fair, and it was just back to kind of the Reagan-esque, you know, strong America, we can do it. And he hit it out of the park on the big policy stuff. Healthcare, Obamacare repeal. He said the right stuff there. And then regs, he went over regulatory relief. That's $2.5 trillion on the backs of our small business. And then tax reform. This city, right? I mean, you know, you're up here, but this city has a way of delaying and letting the special interests take over. And Trump is the one guy who can light a fire and make sure that that does not happen. And so I think we're in good hands. And now the left, when MSNBC can't think of anything negative, you know you had a good speech.
Yeah, seems to be getting strong reviews from across the board. Let's talk about the two key issues you mentioned there that you and I've talked about before, and that's tax reform and Obamacare reform. Both are issues Republicans are eager to pursue, but both of them seem to have issues that kind of divide the conference, at least to some extent. With Obamacare, it's whether to pursue tax credits as a way to replace subsidies and whether that's the right way to go. And on tax reform, obviously, it's border adjustability. So where does that stand, and how divisive really are those issues right now?
They're pretty divisive because the tax credit is probably the one symbolic piece, but it's more than that. It's tax credits and then keeping the insurance regulations and not really doing the talking points. We were talking about doing HSAs and block granting, and those seem to be fading into the back seat. And we're doing the fatal flaw is what happened with Obamacare. The insurance guys walked into the White House 8 years ago looking at their shoes, right? They were going to get 18 million new customers, but they knew they were setting up a non-free market, a death spiral system. And so having taught economics for 20 years, you got to get the system right. And that's what some of us are very worried about, that we're going to do an Obamacare light, and then our team is going to own that product, and that will be a disaster, right? We'll just do the same thing. We'll call it different, right? But you keep the insurance regulations, you keep the implicit mandates, you do the tax credits, will turn into a new entitlement, and then we're also getting rid of the healthcare deductions in the piece that was leaked on Politico. And so some of this, you know, I'm just giving the best information I have based on a leaked document, and we're responding to that because we don't have anything else to respond to. But we're not paying sufficient attention to driving down healthcare costs, right? Everyone's paying attention to who's covered and is everybody covered, but we're ignoring the cost to 300 million Americans, right? And if you can push down the costs significantly, they're going up 20% a year right now. And so, you know, in 5 years, they double. And so if you can half the cost, then the money we're spending goes twice as far, right? Just on simple math. And so that's the goal. The Rand Paul plan is very good on that. And we have a companion bill with Mark in the House. And so that has some tax credits in it, but they're not the refundable tax credits. And that's another distinction that matters. So there's a lot going on, and we do not want to provide another federally run entitlement program. The others are all insolvent, right? Medicare, Social Security, everything the Fed touches is insolvent, and then we can print money and raise taxes. And so we want to have the state to put a little skin in the game, and that's the nature of the debate right now.
Where's the momentum on that debate? Obviously, after the momentum you got as Republicans last night, you'd like to make hay on this, but are your concerns and the more conservative approach and the greater push for full repeal, do they have the momentum right now, or does the more moderate version have the appeal, and where do you think Trump's going to end up here?
Well, it's hard to say because there's just one, you know, leaked plan out there, and we've never even had a show of hands for, hey, which way do you want to go on this? And that's part of the problem with this town. Our conference needs to be more transparent, represent the will of the people. We all ran for 6 years on repeal of Obamacare. And so when you say repeal of Obamacare, I think the average person means repeal of Obamacare, right? And so if we end up putting Obamacare light in its place, our base is going to be furious, but the average small business person is going to be furious. The average deductible now on the bronze plan, the lower plan, is $12,000. And so it's not sustainable, and neither are 20-25% premium increases every year. And then the press calls and they'll say, hey, could you assure us that every single person is going to be just as well off, or, you know, have gold-plated health care? And I'm like, well, you're missing the thesis. Obamacare is in a death spiral, according to the head of Humana and Aetna, the CEOs, right? So the entire system is collapsing under its own weight. About 5 million people lost their plans due to Obamacare. Where's the reporting on there, right? So the reporting is just in the realm of fake news at times, and they're acting like the Republicans are in charge of the disaster that just happened over the last 8 years. And the car's in the ditch. Now we got to pull it out, get some free market principles going. And I think we have plenty of time to get it right.
Congressman, I know your schedule is tight. Do you have time for one more question?
Yeah, you bet.
The president's budget blueprint also came out this week. A lot of areas of cutting that I'm sure you like. He does want to beef up military spending. Your thoughts on those, as well as his decision, at least at this point, not to touch entitlements?
Yeah, well, I'll just start off with the first one. Mick Mulvaney is a member of the House Freedom Caucus, was when he in Congress. Now he's head of OMB. So it was great when he came out and said, hey, we want to plus up defense by $50 billion, and we're going to pay for it. Right. So that's rare in this city. So he found the pay force. It won't add to the deficit. So if we stick to that model, that's some good news. Now, on the entitlement mandatory spending programs, Trump's agenda is ambitious. And so either you're going to have to look at reforming the mandatory spending programs, because all federal funds go to those programs in about 10 years. And so if we don't fix that, he'll be highly constrained after the end of 4 or 8 years, right? He won't be able to maneuver. So once he sees that, and that's on CBO, right? It's the main graph there. But the other way out for him is to do an ironclad tax reform. And we've talked with Larry Lindsey. He did the Reagan tax piece. And back JFK, right, bipartisan, JFK's tax cuts got 5% real economic growth after his cuts went in. And same with Reagan, explosive growth. So if we do that, that'll free up a lot of money. If you have 4% GDP growth instead of, you know, 1.7, that's a whole new world we'll be living in. And the markets right now are reflecting that they think that's going to come to fruition. So I think we're in good news. The consumer sentiment indexes are up. The investor indexes are up. And there's just good news all over the place. So I hope we can keep it going.
Yeah, right track polls seem to be headed in a stronger direction than they were in previous months. Congressman, good of you to take time out of a busy day to be with us. Thanks as always.
Anytime, you bet. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt represents his Commonwealth's 7th Congressional District, also a member of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.